Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
He's lucky. I'm lucky. We're all lucky for another episode of Another Money Show. Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo, J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, a fully independent fourth-generation family office right here in Sun City. To bring you information you may not find on those other financial radio shows, we're aware the last thing you need is Another Money Show, but we appreciate you being here. And that's been the last you hear from me.
That is perfect. Yeah, you promise? Pinky swear, whatever you have to do here.
We'll see.
So no bickering again. This will be week two or three or something with us being nice to each other. So I'm excited about today's show. So get the shout outs out of the way. Mike at Frank's Honest Auto, they had an opportunity to sell me all kinds of car parts, whether I need them or not this week. And they did not. They said that everything was okay with my car. So a couple of lights were on. You know, one thing about this engine light diagnostics baloney, you know, it said I needed coolant. So I freaked out because I was like, you know, am I going to blow the engine? Anyway, they were like, no, original, you know, so no worries. But anyway, I appreciate them so much. And I feel like they're so honest and it's really kind of cool. So shout out to them, Kyle, Ninos. We appreciate you guys. Joe Jaquin, I'm going to shout him out every week. I was on his show again this Monday. Jason was out sick, so I co-hosted with Joe. So as always, if you reach out to me, I'll send a link to you if you want it. If you don't get enough of me on here and you want to hear me on another radio show, I'll be glad to forward that to you. We have had several listeners come in. We've had a couple this week. We've got a couple set up, one for next week on the holiday week. And then we have two already for the week after Thanksgiving. So thank you so much for keeping us busy. And we love meeting you and we want to keep doing it. We'll be a second opinion for you. Anthony says it every week, but there's no minimums. We have no pressure, no quotas. So, the biggest thing is, even if you're with somebody and you want a second opinion, we're not poachers. If they're doing a good job, we're going to leave things intact. We might actually even be able to give you some questions to ask your advisor. So come in, see us. We'd love to meet you. We have a lot to do this week, as usual. Oh, yeah, Sam said Joe might be on our show again, too. He's been on, two or three times already? We did extend an invitation to come back on, so we're going to try to reciprocate with him and have him back on our show. And he's just so energetic, and we love having him on. So a lot to get to, as usual. I'll start out with today's activity. I better fire up the old cellular phone. I first looked in the market this morning and it was, I don't know, Dow was like 600 down. It was pretty sketchy. And now, as I just refreshed, today, by the way, is the 20th of November. It's about 10:15 in the morning as we record. The Dow is down 127 points. The NASDAQ's really dumped. That's down 150. That thing was up like 500 or something this morning. So what happened to make the market so joyous to begin with? Because, you know, right away, I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So we've been talking about FANG for years, Facebook, Apple, Google, Netflix. I mean, it's been this, you know, little very narrow bucket of stocks that's floated the S&P 500. The Dow, we make fun of it, called the Teflon Dow, because nothing can stick to it. Nothing can bring it down. It's only 30 companies. So those are pretty easy to be manipulated. So the S&P 500, now the last year or two, we're calling it the, miracle. I don't know. There's different names. But like 493 stocks in the S&P 500 are struggling and seven are doing all right. Apparently, today, it's the magnificent one, because the only stock people are talking about is NVIDIA. And NVIDIA came out and they said their numbers were better than expected. And as soon as I heard that, I'm like, well, they can say whatever they want. NVIDIA can come out and say, you know, we're breaking records. NVIDIA, the CEO said a week or two ago that China is going to win in the AI race because of their less regulations, cost of doing business, that sort of thing. So NVIDIA itself said that, you know, this country is going to struggle. NVIDIA, there's a mass exodus. We brought to you last week people that are selling NVIDIA, and the numbers came out good. Anthony, you weren't here at the time, but some of our listeners are a little bit older. They might remember this. Look up accounting practice scandals and then plug in the name Arthur Andersen. There was a term called cooking the books. And this is going back, I don't know, maybe two decades ago. And it was funny because we learned that a lot of the, you know, K-1s, 10-Ks, all the stuff that the companies do the reporting, there was some number fudging. So, the fact that NVIDIA came out and had a good report, and the market soars, the pre-market, the market when it opens soars, that's great. Oh, one other stock, Walmart, or as they say in Phoenix, Gwalmart. Their numbers are good too. When you look under the surface of Walmart, it's staples, it's food, it's things that are necessities, a little bit less of their upper end fine art and fine wines over at the Walmart. So those two stocks apparently are doing okay. Now I can't wait till later in the day to find out what exactly reversed. How have we had this kind of swing? I'm almost tempted to bring up to you something we haven't said in about 2 years. I think it was 2022 we brought it up. There's something called the plunge team. So if these financial markets go up, like let's say the S&P 500 goes up 10,000 points, they don't stop it. There's no ceiling. There's no glass ceiling, women. There's no cap on the market's upside. But if it goes down too much, they stop trading. Look up the plunge team. We've had to exercise the plunge team numerous times in my career. And the cracks in the market the last 2 or 3 weeks are severe. You know, the Dow Jones lost, 5% last week? So this is very troubling today. I think that maybe things will become a little bit more real in the markets, but we will see. Verizon, if the world's so strong, why did Verizon come out last week and announced that they're going to cut 15,000 jobs right before Thanksgiving? Apparently that was revised because this morning I did a little follow-up to make sure I could still read that article, and I won't bother reading it because the bottom line is they announced 15,000 layoffs right before Thanksgiving. This morning they came out and said, oh, it's only going to be 13,000. So I don't know. The market's so full of hooey. You know, I think that. I've been saying it for a long time. I think it's easily manipulated. And I think a 16-year run up in the financial markets, enough is enough. The bigger it is, the harder it's going to fall. And maybe this.
And Verizon's making plenty of money right now, too. Their PE ratio is under 9. It's like the only reasonable one out there. Their year-over-year financials are all up, and they're paying a little over 6% as a dividend right now. Like, they're doing well. How do you keep doing well? You fire everybody.
Right? But you've prompted me. I just said I won't read it, but now I just put the article in front of me. So this one is from the 13th of November from Zero Hedge, one of my very favorite resources. Verizon set to axe 15,000 jobs right before Thanksgiving holiday. Optics look horrible for Verizon. Let me get to the part that you just prompted me to read that I would not normally have cared about. See, I'm shuffling paperwork. Okay, Verizon has gone from number one in market cap, bond ratings, and market share to number three. Verizon's always been the big dog, so this is alarming. And the network isn't as differentiated as it used to be, in large part because everybody's been spending money to put up these 5G networks in place, Bertoloni said. So losing Bertoloni. That sounds like a Chef Boyardee product, but I don't know. So losing 30% share over the last 8 years is an issue, and we have to do something different. Shares of Verizon in New York are only up 4% year to date after being halved since peaking around $60 a share in late 2021. So, Anthony, the numbers you read are good, but the big picture for Verizon is not so good. You know, T-Mobile, AT&T, the big dogs, there's a lot of competition. So I don't know. Verizon used to always be known as the one that has the best coverage, the best service. And apparently that's getting more even.
Well, I want to just look at this while we're talking about numbers, because I like this part of these conversations. And just, you know, you Google Verizon stock, you look at T-Mobile stock. So you look at the 1 year range and Verizon is down 2%, but everything is up. Everything is up, like, by quite a bit if you look at their financials year over year. If we look at T-Mobile, everything is down for the most part outside of revenue, and they're down 10%. So stuff is actually going down and they're down 10%, but Verizon is going up and they're also down. Stock market makes no sense. It's all dumb. That's the moral of the story. I guess I didn't have to give all those details to get to end, but it makes no sense to me.
No, and it's not supposed to. The whole thing we bring to people that, you know, when we say another money show, that's tongue in cheek, because we are certainly not like the others. The whole thing is, it's just a house of cards. It's smoke and mirrors. And I don't think it ends well. I think, you know, the movie boom, bust boom you refer to once in a while, that's what we do. I mean, we inflate these bubbles. They don't deflate. They pop. But this is the biggest super bubble in history. There's never been anything like this where it's just, I mean, it's an everything bubble. Housing market. If we have time to get to commercial real estate, what I read yesterday, trying to give an update on that, 11.8% default rate right now. That's never happened. It's everywhere you look. Hickman's. Let's get local for a second. Let's get to the West Valley of Phoenix. Hickman's Eggs. Family, the dude, whatever his name is, Clint Hickman, politician. I mean, this is a local story. They're selling their company to Brazilians. That's a lot of people, if there's Brazilians of them. Well, it's weird. I'm glad you got that. We're on AM radio, Anthony. That's going to go over very well. You like the dad bod or the dad jokes better? So stick with me. Bob Zaney will be coming on later. We won't be able to hear him, but he'll be here. So Hickman Eggs is being sold. And people are going to be like, who gives a, you know, as long as there's eggs in the grocery, I don't care. I don't know. It's just the whole world is crazy. And yet the markets are setting record after record. So I can't wait until this gets more normal. You know why? We are a safe-based practice. We tell people we protect and grow your money in that order. So when the markets correct, I'm going to say crash, it should. The scope of this, it should be like a combination of 2000 and 2008. When that happens, for youngins like you two, Samuel and Anthony, Sam, my favorite son, Anthony, my fourth, when this finally crashes, the opportunities will be ample. So hang in there. You guys will be able to create some wealth in the stock market. They stopped making the penny. Did either of you know that? I'm just fishing for stuff that might be on Sam's. I don't research anymore to, you know, improve the lives of the listening audience. The only thing I'm doing now is trying to make sure I cover everything that's on Sam's bingo card. And we should have read about the penny last week. So I read a thing that said, happy retirement to the penny. The U.S. Mint pressed its last penny on 11/12/25, more than 230 years. The penny has been circulated through American piggy banks and cash registers, but rising production costs, it takes 4 cents to make a penny. And, you know, I'll bend over and pick up a penny. I mean, I'm superstitious, but I'm greedier than I am superstitious. So I don't care what face is up. I'll grab it. Anyway, penny's gone. So Sam said it wasn't on his bingo card. So moving on, let's make sure we move on. Let's talk about, you know how lately I've been harping on the cloud? I've been making fun of the cloud. Everybody feels safe because their pictures are in the cloud. You know, their saved work is on the cloud. Well, we had a little snag this week. Did you two, and Sam, this better be on your card. Did either of you get to read anything about Cloudflare this week?
I was so close to putting this on the card. It just missed the list.
How could you not? This is the biggest story. I've got one more story today that's going to be bigger. This is the second biggest story of the week. It went out for like hours. This was, let me read one little bit to you. Let's see here. When you access a website protected by Cloudflare, your computer doesn't connect directly to that site. Instead, it connects to the nearest Cloudflare server, which might be very close to your home. That protects the website from a flood of traffic, and it provides you with a faster response. In most cases, that's a win-win situation. But since Cloudflare, it's hard to say that. I want to say Cloudflare, but it's Flare, helps power a fifth 20%. I'm not good at math or numbers, but 20%. It powers a fifth. This is crazy. Of all internet sites, it has the potential to take them down as well when the systems fail. Users on Down Detector reported issues on Tuesday with various services like X, OpenAI's ChatGPT. OpenAI noted on some blah, blah, blah. Is there anything else here that's important? Anyway, the what I'm getting at here is I've been for the last few months worried about the cloud because I'm worried about solar flares and aurora borealis. I'm worried about EMPs. I'm worried about high altitude EMPs as part of our upcoming World War III. I'm also worried about the Chinese. Let's throw the Chinese. If you're listening and you're a Chinese national, I'm worried about you. You bought up a bunch of land by military bases. You've put chips in our solar panels. You flew balloons over our country. You also know you could disable our country in 2 seconds by doing a cyber attack on Cloudflare or our water treatment facilities. Anyway, so I think Cloudflare is big. You two don't seem impressed, so I'll move on. So, in funny news, apparently Trump is in the news, which is shocking because you don't hear that name very often. But apparently Trump is in the news a lot this week. One of the things, Dick Cheney, who passed away recently, either from natural causes or a hunting accident. Wait, I'm not sure which. Anyway, so Trump was not invited to his funeral. So, and I know that's like, who cares on a financial radio show? Because it kind of shows you the direction of our country. So it is important because usually even politicians that don't get along, they have to have decorum. They have to play nice. So Trump wasn't invited, and that's kind of glaring, especially since they're both on the same side of the political aisle. Trump also, here's a little juicy thing. I got this from Larry Elder. So Trump haters are going ballistic over Trump saying to a female reporter whom he found annoying, "Quiet. Quiet, piggy." He actually said that. So is that cool? No. Should I be laughing? Absolutely. Trump called a reporter piggy. So I mean, what that has to do with anything, I don't know either. But it's showing you that every single thing.
But didn't you just say they were supposed to have decorum and, you know, invite the president, and now this is the next story afterwards?
That wasn't me. That wasn't me that said that. And you can't prove it because it's in the past. No, I do find it hilarious. I find it hilarious that Trump wasn't invited to Cheney's funeral. I find it hilarious that Trump actually called a woman piggy. I think there should be a big outpouring of people angry. I'll tell you one thing that Larry Elder went on to say. Please, Jim Acosta got much worse treatment and over a sustained period, and somehow, some way, he managed to survive. Had the reporter been fat or black, Democrats would start drawing up another article of impeachment. They made you that anyway. Let's see here, two things. Time to remember President Barack Obama. Yeah, I mean, who cares? But let me segue that into probably the very most important thing we can get to today, if that's okay. So I just learned of this yesterday. I didn't have time even to send you an article, Anthony. There are a bunch of Democratic representatives, senators. Actually, let me tell you who they are. It'll be a quick thing here. Arizona, we're back in the spotlight with our leadership. Mark Kelly from Arizona. Alyssa Slotkin. Representative Chris DeLuzio. Representative Chrissy Houlihan, Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander, Congressman Jason Crow. They came out, put out a video. I have a copy of it if anybody wants to see it. This is probably the most disturbing thing that, and it ties in with our 10 pillars, because when I say that we end up with civil war, this is straight out asking for civil war. There's no other way to see this, as far as I'm concerned. So they are coming out telling our armed services, our military, and our CIA that they need to not follow orders. Anybody that was in the military for any length of time knows that's a no-no. Trump is our commander in chief. This video straight out says you do not have to follow orders. It's saying that our current administration is violating the Constitution. These reps don't give any example why. Is it because we're, you know, taking out drug running boats? Is it because of ICE? I mean, they don't say why. Is it because Trump's building a new ballroom? I mean, I'm not sure the purpose of why this video came out, but I'll tell you what, the thought of it coming out is amazing. So Trump, right away on X, he says the word sedition. I'm going to say the word treason. He also says that this sort of activity is punishable by death. He came out and said that. I'm pretty sure in the origins of the country in which we live, treason was a hangable offense. This, I don't know. I mean, I wish I had gotten an article to you, Anthony, to get your thoughts on this one, but this is so dangerous. Sam, not severe enough. Sam merely wants to tar and feather these people, not me. I mean, tar and feather is fine if that leads up to their walk up to the gallows. That's fine. I mean, I don't know how, you know, worried to be. Go ahead, Anthony. You're smirking over there. Go ahead. Let me hear your thoughts. You think it's okay?
Yeah, it depends on which side makes the comment. Because again, the whole First and Second Amendment is who do you think that is against? That's against our military. That's against our government. That's what the whole right to bear arms is to build a militia to fight against the government when you disagree.
Have you ever raised your right hand and swore an oath to something that you become something called a GI? Do you know what GI stands for, Anthony?
Gastrointestinal.
Well, that's what you give me every week on the show. But do you know what GI in the military term means?
I do not.
Government issue. Do you realize you lose the right to sue the government when you join the military, when you raise your hand? Do you realize that your rights don't exist the same way that your and my rights exist? Actually, mine might still be gone because I never unswore the oath. They never called me in when I was getting off of active duty. They never called me and said, you're relieved of your oathly duties. So, I mean, what you're saying, freedom of speech, I know what direction you're going. It does not matter what side of the aisle. Believe me, I would have brought this up if it was Republican representatives saying that, you know, the Democrats are out of control. So Sam's on fire today. Sam said, I lost a lot of rights when I got married too. Oh boy, Sam, you're fairly newlywed. I have news for you. Your rights still are somewhat intact. The longer you're married, the erosion of said rights will become more and more extreme. Anyway, so Anthony, the one good thing, and this is good because we can see things differently without bickering. I can tell you this is like yelling fire in a theater. In my opinion, you cannot put together a video with people that are supposed to be our representatives saying to the military, you don't have to follow orders, because that is not true. You lost your rights. You have to follow orders. You don't have the freedom of speech rights that the common civilian has. And my biggest thing is this seems like a precursor to basically saying, we got your back. Go ahead and, you know, leave your post. Go ahead and do whatever you have to do. And I don't know. I mean, where it leads, a lot of what we bring you every week, if you're a loyal listener, you know this. We take about 10 hours a week and we glean information from YouTube videos, articles, from the mainstream news, whatever we can find. And we package it to give it to you in 1 hour a week. So we find all this stuff. We don't do the best job on circling back. Jen Psaki, we don't circle back properly sometimes and tell you what happened with it. This one, I promise you, I'll be watching. I can't wait to hear if there's any action taken. These representatives, in my opinion, need to lose their job immediately. I think Trump, when he actually mentions, you know, the demise of these people, that'll never happen. I get that. So, but I mean, this is the biggest story of the week. So you can go ahead and tune out now if you wish, but don't, because we really need your help. I guess the other big story, I know Sam's going to have this one. So apparently within 30 days, not today, because, you know, people are busy, within 30 days, we're going to release all the stuff from the Epstein list. So is there anybody listening to us that doesn't think that's any, and I mean, hear me out on this first. Do I think you should ever, you know, pick on or hurt or violate kids, animals, older people? I do not. But let's get to the bottom of this. Is there anybody listening that doesn't think this is a giant distraction? Don't you think years ago, some of the rich and powerful that are probably on these presumed lists, don't you think they went through 10 different shredder motors, burned up shredder motors, getting rid of their stuff? You really think there's going to come out with stuff that just has a list of, say, 100 people? you know, Tom Hanks, allegedly. I won't give any specific names. Michael and Michelle. I don't know. Epstein, that's great. I think it's a huge distraction. You know what should be your bottom line right now in this country? If they try to take away your Second Amendment rights, that should be a you know, right now, because everything's so sketchy. They've been trying my entire adult life. But, you know, right now, that should raise an eyebrow. Number one thing you need.
Who would be the we that enforces trying to take away your Second Amendment rights?
Who would be the we? I don't know. Yeah, maybe
the government. You
know, maybe the weather people. Why do the weather people have billions of rounds of ammo?
You want the current military to listen to the government to come and take away guns?
The military? No, my son's in the military. That's not who I'm worried about. I'm worried about the IRS hiring 86,000 people. I'm worried about the Social Security Administration being armed and having a bunch of weapons. And I'm worried about NOAA, the National Organization of Weather People, having ammo. No, it's the government I'm worried about. Foreign and domestic, Anthony. I'm not worried about the military. They might actually leave their post at that point and take a chance. I don't know. I mean, I just look at it like, and let me get to what I think is the number one thing. The Second Amendment, you know how passionate I am about that. So I'd love to discuss that with you further. But the one thing that is going to be the precursor to everything else, digital ID, keep watching. I'm watching it behind the scenes. It's not going away. You know, it starts out with this real ID in the States. It starts out with what Sam said a couple of weeks ago. You put everything in your life on Facebook anyway, Twitter, X, Instagram. So they already know what your leanings are. They know if you have a concealed carry permit. They know a lot about you. But now they're going to put a federal database. And then when they're ready to push the button to go to central bank digital currency or take our arms away or do whatever's next in this country, they're going to be ready for it. Anthony, you can't see it. And I get that. But I'm just telling you, something's coming. We got to get to break time. And then I will try to save some of this passion. I've got a few more things that I think are interesting. So please reach out to us, 623-523-0444, or email us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. We're meeting a lot of you and we want to keep that going. We're so excited. Make sure you make your way to our YouTube channel. We're on YouTube at Another Money Show. We've got about 643 subscribers now. So I guess when I bring it up, the numbers every week, you're adding. And we've got over 400,000 views of our videos. So keep helping us. We'll be right back. Thanks for being with us.
All of JR and Anthony's listeners receive a free consultation just for listening to the show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com. Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes, economic uncertainty, and how it could all affect your future in retirement? Then tune into Another Money Show to learn how you can protect and grow your hard-earned money. Another Money Show, every Saturday at noon, right here on 960 The Patriot. Protect your hard-earned money today and learn more at anothermoneyshow.com. This is Another Money Show.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you so much for being with us. As you know, we're little fish in a big pond, and we greatly appreciate your support. We love the fact that we're getting to meet you guys. I mean, do keep calling us. Come in. Give us show ideas. You know, we really do. We read everything. We will make room for you. So, and I have a lot still to go in this second half, but I want to finish up. Because when I said I think it's the biggest story of the week, I actually think it might be the biggest story since we've been on the radio. You know, I mean, I think that central bank digital currency is coming. So when we talked when we were new about executive order 14067, we talked about FedNow. All of that is still on the table. Don't get me wrong. You know, I keep, you know, harping on the cloud. I think that's big. I think there's a chance that with all our eggs in one digital basket, there could be a misstep and we could lose our information. That would lead to chaos. That would lead to a market collapse. That would lead to dominoes falling. But this, in general, in this country, at a time that we are in a conflict, at least, Palestine, Hamas, Israel, Ukraine and Russia, you know, I mean, Venezuela, for Pete's sake. Apparently Trump is supposed to meet with Maduro, but, you know, we have, without due process, killed their people. You know, they're bad people if they're running drug boats, but it's still a problem, you know, and that's not political. I mean, I remember when Obama drone struck people without any due process. So it's both sides of the aisle. I get that. But this could lead two big problems. If this video gets out and enough people take it seriously and there's an insurrection, that this could go towards civil war, which is our 10th pillar. So I don't know. So Sam, you found the video. It's not that long. It's under like a minute and a half. And then you found one rebuttal video that's also pretty short. Do you mind playing both of those so, you know, people don't have to look it up? They can actually hear what I heard last night.
Senator Mark Kelly, Representative Chris Scalise.
Congresswoman Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA, know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Go, give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Are you kidding? What laws are being violated right now? What laws? I mean, you need to be a little more specific before you ask people to insurrect or perform treason. Sam, can you play the one rebuttal we
Has
pulled
there
up?
Ever been a time in our nation's history where a political party made a generalized call to the military to stand down, to insubordinate, to disregard the commander in chief? Well, we tried and found a couple of examples, but not much. There is, of course, the Civil War, Southern Democrats, secession, insubordination, insurrection against the government. Publicly contradicted and disobeyed President Trump's, or rather President Truman's, policy of limited war. There was also the state defiance of civil rights enforcement in the 1950s and 60s. It's a truly incredible moment. It shouldn't be washed away, hand-waved. It shouldn't be even laughed at.
I laugh at a lot. I laugh at a lot of what's going on. I'm not laughing at that. And Anthony, I know that there's been a civil war. There's been world war. There's been plagues, all that. You know, so this guy just said, you know, there's been, this is not new. This has happened before. He listed three examples of when. I just think we're a lot more edge now. There's a lot more access to information and news. There's a lot more crazy people. Psychotropic drugs. I mean, you know, the school shootings, the whole country. If you really boil it down, there's a lot of mental illness at stake. So people that hear this and they have the backing of their political representatives, this may not end well. You know, my hometown, Chicago, here's a related thing on how crazy the country's getting. My hometown of Chicago, a man named Lawrence Reed, 50-year-old man, set a woman on fire, 26-year-old woman on fire in Chicago on Tuesday on the CTA train in the Loop. What does that have to do with this? I don't know. What does all this have to do with anything? It has to do with the fact that our country's fragile, and I don't think most people see it. Either normalcy bias or they're just busy. They have kids to raise. They have jobs to go to. They have stuff to do. They live in Sun City or Peoria or Glendale, and it's not that bad. You know, they're not in the cities. I've never seen an ICE raid. I've never had my house shot at. I the only reason that I know that a woman was set on fire in Chicago, my hometown, was because I'm looking for stuff. And what's so funny is, well, yeah, Jerry, you're looking for stuff. You're trying to find things to be upset about. You're damn right. Because our show once a week is to sound alarms. It's to make sure you're proactive and not reactive, prepared and not scared. So our show isn't a one-hour infomercial on how to do a Roth conversion. You want to do a Roth conversion? We're good at that. You want to do generational wealth transfer via life insurance or fixed insurance products? We're good at that. Anthony is outstanding at helping you understand lifetime income, which is similar to income you can never outlive. You know, you can't get that from your Bitcoin. Oh, should I do a great segue into cryptocurrency or not yet? I guess I have to finish with this thing about the insurrection because I can't deal with it. And Anthony, there's a lot of things that I don't mind us having different opinions. This isn't a freedom of information, First Amendment issue. This is straight out treason, and it needs to be handled as such. And that's what my opinion is. So let's get to cryptocurrency for a second. Talk about a bloodbath. Let me pull up the old cellular device again. I looked yesterday, and at what point Bitcoin was $88,000 a coin. And don't get me wrong. When Janet, my office manager at the time, and I talked each other out of it, it wasn't even a dollar. I think at one point we looked at it, it was 16 cents. So, I mean, 88,000 is still pretty good. But don't forget, a few months ago, it was at 124,000 a coin that's air, a coin you can't take to Walmart and get change for, a coin you can't take to Texas Roadhouse on 83rd Avenue. But it was 124,000 a few months ago. Now it was 88. I'm looking it up fast and furiously. I'm not good technologically, so I'm stalling. Oh, it's at 87 right now. It is it. It's on the 20th, it's 87,000. Is it going to go back up? Is this a buying opportunity? I know when it was 124, people wanted it. Now that it's 87, do people want it? Or is it like, you know, now it's worthless? We as people do not have the stomach and discipline to do financial planning the way it should be done. We basically buy high, sell low. That's what we do. So yeah, this is crazy. So Sam, good thing. Sam's on fire today. Did I mention that? The one and only Sam Davis. He said it's on sale just in time for the holidays. So that's true. If you think Bitcoin is going to be the wave of the future, not the stable coins and the light coins and all that stuff. If you think Bitcoin's the magic pill to save us from $38 trillion in debt, pick it up now and give it to your kids. Tegxit, you need to make sure you talk to Joe and find out what Tegxit coin is, because that one actually has a plan for operational usage. So that's the one that I'm hoping breaks out. I'm all over the board today. I've got a woman being set on fire. Did I mention that in Chicago? Why don't we talk for a second? Let's go back to money. Michael Burry, known for The Big Short. This is funny because this week something unusual happened. Anthony sent me an article from techspot.com, and I believe it was the same day or the day before, I sent him an article from Zero Hedge on the 13th. So this one, I'll get to mine first, Breaking Burry. Michael Burry of The Big Short fame is shuttering his fund, Scion Capital. In his letter calling it quits, he wrote, "Sometimes we see bubbles." You think? "Sometimes there is something to do about it. Sometimes the only winning move is not to play. I've been around markets for long enough to believe that short sellers are generally more objectively right than most investors." Yeah? "They called Enron a fraud when investment banks were telling people to buy it. They blew the whistle on Madoff before he collapsed, and they warned repeatedly about 2008 on national television before the entire global economy nearly collapsed. But market dynamics know nothing about objectivity anymore. They have become a rigged, bloated, algorithm warped humiliation ritual masquerading as a market, a parody of what price discovery used to be." See here, back when the market still resembled something coherent, regulated, and free, about $7 trillion in Fed balance sheet bilge ago, you could find a terrible company and short it, and then the market would eventually notice. You dug into a company, you found it was mismarked or cash burning or structurally doomed, and you bet against it. When Einhorn, Anthony, your article, I think it was kind of overlapping. Anyway, the thing here is Michael Burry, who is credited with sounding alarms for 2008, he shut his company. He's getting out of buying stocks temporarily. He did this after 2008. I have a feeling he'll be back in when the dust settles. I couldn't have said it better when he's saying bloated, rigged, you know, it's not a free market anymore. In my estimation, we're at about 97 to 100% market manipulation. across the board, not just the Teflon Dow of 30 companies, not just the Magnificent Seven, which today becomes the Magnificent One of the S&P 500. I believe it's the Russell 2000. I believe it's all the broad index. I believe it's international. I believe it's domestic. So we'll see. Michael Burry is also presumably slightly smarter than most investors. Warren Buffett sold, what, 74% of Berkshire Hathaway. Warren Buffett seems to be finally ready for retirement. So maybe he knows something we don't know. Charlie Munger passed away, so he doesn't have to worry about it. Anything that's financial, anything about that, Anthony? Or?
Well, no, I mean, you kind of hit it. The guy is very much smarter than us, has just kind of given up. He's like, none of this makes sense. I can't justify it. I'm bet against it and I'm losing and I don't get it. So we're in the same boat.
And the rich, see, we always agree on everything, which is nice. It makes things easier in our lives. So the thing that's going on here, just so you know, let me boil down life to you. You know, you hear people say they know the meaning of life. I know the meaning of life currently. It's the bottom line. I can tell you something. You know, kind of keep this between us, you listeners and me. So I wouldn't spread this. The rich are getting richer. The poor hover and the middle class is shrinking. And the rich are getting out of the game all the way. They're not just selling stocks. Jamie Dimon, I'm looking at you. You sold a ton of Chase stock over the last few years. You know, I'm not just looking at certain players. What's the guy? I don't know, Apple, a bunch of different people sold their own stock and we didn't pay attention. We're still buying it. But this is people that are getting out entirely. I mean, he had a bunch of different, you know, energy sector and different stuff and he's getting out. So that's crazy. Let's switch gears. You know, I'm not good at segues. You know, I realize a successful radio show would be handled differently, but I'm not a radio guy. I'm still a financial guy. I look at statements for a living. I try to manage money into the future without a crystal ball. So this is new to me, even after 3.5 years. So, but my segue here, Newsom, this is from Zero Hedge on the 13th of November. Found this interesting because I didn't see it on the mainstream news. I had to dig a little deeper after I saw this. Newsom's former chief of staff indicted on public corruption charges. No way. Normally, I wouldn't even stop and read this. But I don't know. I mean, I read a little bit into it. And then I started looking for, I've got three articles that kind of talk about different items purchased. But wait till you hear this. California Governor Gavin Newsom's former chief of staff, so high ranking position, Dana Williamson, was indicted by a federal grand jury on 23 charges related to public corruption, according to a November 12th statement from the Department of Justice. 23 charges, not 22 or 21, 23. This is almost like how many felonies Chase has, isn't it, Anthony? U.S. Attorney Eric Grant alleged that Williamson, 53, of Carmichael, California, committed bank and wire fraud, conspired to defraud the government and obstruct justice, filed false tax returns, and made false statements to investigators. This is wonderful. This is good. According to the charges, Williamson allegedly helped divert about $225,000 in funds from a dormant political campaign to an associate's personal account using a money laundering scheme fund to a no-show job between February of 22 and September of 24. She is also charged with conspiring to create illegitimate backdated contracts to thwart a federal investigation into paycheck protection loans made to a business he owned. Williamson has allegedly filed false tax returns, blah, 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 blah. Let me get to a couple of things that this person picked up. And by the way, will I follow up on this later? Probably not. I mean, it'll come and go. We've read other politician shenanigans other than Bob Menendez and his wife. I don't think we usually go back because we know how it ends. I mean, they'll get a slap on the wrist. You know why? Because the haves versus the have-nots are in charge. Why will the Epstein thing lead to, you know, a nothing burger? Because the haves versus the have-nots are in charge. So I'm not hopeful that anybody's going to get in jail. I'm not hopeful that anybody's going to lose their position of power. Let's see here. Oh, here's a couple of the items. This one is from Politico on the 12th of November. The title, if you want to look it up, is Former Newsom Chief Indicted on Public Corruption Charges. Williamson is also accused of counting several personal purchases as tax-deductible business expenses. They included a new HVAC system for her house, a $15,000-plus Chanel handbag and ring, $12,000 earrings, a $10,000 payment to one of her relatives, $21,000 private jet trip, and a watch worth more than $9,000 for a close friend. She also deducted an $11,000 yacht rental along with luxury hotel stays during a birthday trip in Mexico, according to the indictment. Do I read any further or just let this go? When are we going to hold our representatives, our elected officials? When are we going to hold them accountable? I don't get it.
Probably after there's an insurrection. That's what I was going to say.
You got a little trouble spitting that, but I understand what you're saying. So it's just so insane. I mean, I will never, ever run out of things to say in the show. And I guess that's good. I don't know. Let's move on. I want to talk mostly to my favorite son, Sam, for just a second. I don't know how to approach this one, so I'm just going to jump into it. So let's just get into this. Sam, you and I had a few minutes to chat after Anthony left last week, and I don't know how this came out, and I have to approach this gently. I realize that. I hope this is on your bingo card, because you and I talked about it for a good 7 to 10 minutes. You're shaking your head the wrong way. Sam, don't disappoint me like my other sons. So I was at our West Valley Men's Networking. I'm trying to end this on more of a light note because next week is Thanksgiving. And you know, it's the newer, happier, shinier ray of sunshine, JR, on Thanksgiving week. So next week, we're going to try to keep it light and airy. So I was at West Valley Men's Networking happy hour last Tuesday. I guess it was last week. And by the way, it was our biggest turnout yet. It was on Veterans Day, so I realized some people were off work, so that was great. But make sure on December, I think it's the 9th, you put it in your book to come meet us, join us, you know, have a beer or a Pepsi with us. Anyway, it got brought up and I found it interesting because it's not something I normally would think about. But apparently it's tougher now in the state of Arizona to surf the web for adult content. Is that the best way to say this? I will not say the word pornography because that's too direct. I don't want that stricken from the record. And I didn't know about this. I guess I'm too old to surf the web for adult content. But apparently, and I'll give you one example. It's the only one I really know the name of. You know, I'm winking and nodding if you actually saw me in person. Pornhub. There's and I don't want to educate you on something if you shouldn't hear this, but I think it's mostly people that are at least 18 hearing this. There's a site called Pornhub. And now they've ceased operation, apparently, in Arizona. In order to operate an adult site in Arizona, you have to have somebody show their ID. This is a true story. The government in over half the states in our nation are making it where there's restrictions to get access to these sites. So, Anthony, are you pulling up the site right now? I did pull it up, and it did not let me in. I was really looking forward to spending a little time. Anyway, so Arizona, if you're 18 or over, and this is part of, I tie this in with digital ID, because facial recognition, you have to show your ID. In some of these states, they have to see your face. They're seeing your face. That can be considered like, what is it? You know, when they recognize your eyes, bio, whatever it is. So anyway, Arizona, it is official. If you want to know more about this, because again, I have to tread lightly on this particular subject. And yes, this is financial because I did find out that Pornhub has a premium service that you have to pay for. So there's money involved in this too. So Arizona House Bill 2112. Isn't that an old Rush song? Like Temples of Syrinx or something. Rush 2112. Wasn't that even an album they had? Album, yes, I'm that old. So if you want to look it up, Arizona House Bill 2112, and the representatives are all Republicans that brought this to a vote and passed it. So if you're angry, reach out to Nicholas Cooper, I don't know who it is, Walt Blackman, Michael Carboni, Lisa Fink, Steve Montenegro, David Marshall, Lauren Hendricks, Ralph Heap, Kwong Nguyen, James Taylor. James Taylor, you're part of this? You disappoint me. Michael Way and Julie Willoughby. And I did read the entire House bill. It's real dry, so I won't bore you with it. Sam pulled up something, the Age Verification Providers Association, and it says here, an ever-growing number of states in the USA have recently enacted and about half have already implemented several laws mandating age verification. We've compiled a list detailing these laws, their effective dates, and brief summaries of the requirements. I looked up Arizona because the people at the Happy Hour were correct. Arizona on September 26th, it says House Bill 2112 requires websites where at least one third of the content is pornographic to perform reasonable age verification. This includes private right of action. So reasonable. If you have to show your face and then show your ID so they know you're not like a 15-year-old just holding up your dad's ID, that's digital ID. That's intrusion. So, and you know, when I was a kid, we had to go to the store. We had to purchase magazines. It was embarrassing. We might have to have somebody purchase it for us. I have bad news, Sam. I'll finish this up with this. On July 1st, 2025, Georgia requires social media companies to verify the legal age and gain parental consent for those under 16 years of age. So, Sam, you probably already knew that, didn't you? I mean, anything else to say? Sam, you and I had like a 7 to 10 minute conversation on this. Anything else to add? Or are we good?
I mean, I think you summed it up pretty well.
I didn't sum it up nearly as much as I was tempted to sum it up. I was going to give examples of things that. So, Anthony, you got anything to say about this? Isn't this a violation of my First Amendment rights?
No, it has nothing to do with the First Amendment. But
I don't know. It's freedom of speech. I mean, these the people that shared their content, I think I should be. What happens to OnlyFans? Is that going to be harder to see too?
I don't know. But for $4.99 a month, I'm sure you could find out.
Do I have to show my ID to get it? I don't know. We're getting close on time. Anthony, you sent me an article about Treasury Secretary Bessent reveals plan to tackle soaring $38 trillion in debt. And I read that article. And the only thing I'll read to you for context, a stablecoin is a cryptocurrency designed to keep its value pegged to the U.S. dollar so it doesn't swing in price.
Yeah, how does that have anything to do with tackling debt? That's the whole article is like, we're going to put more money into stablecoins. What does that say for debt? That has nothing to do with anything. But that's their plan. Their plan is to have nothing to do with anything.
Yes. And I only printed, Anthony, because I want you to know we've been saying for 3.5 years, central bank digital currency is coming. Apparently, they've landed on stablecoins, which is air, backed by the government treasury, which is air. You know, get me started on the repo mark, the repo behind the banks. Get me started on so many things. And I can tell you right now, we are in deep doo-doo. But I don't know, Anthony. I think we're out of time.
That's it for today's show. If you like what you heard, you have questions on any of the topics today, reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web, anothermoneyshow.com. You can book appointments with us straight from there. There's a little contact box, but the contact box always seems to go straight to spam. So we're constantly checking junk mail to make sure we're not missing anything. But if you want to make sure you reach us, just give us a call then. 623-523-0444. That number again is 623-523-0444. We'll see you again next Saturday at noon right here on 960 The Patriot.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Everyone pictures retirement a little bit differently. For some, it's peaceful mornings and coffee at sunrise. For others, it's finally exploring what comes next. But no matter the vision, the time to start planning for retirement is now. I'm Jim Tarabokia for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Retirement doesn't just happen, it's built one small step at a time. The first big hurdle? Saving the right amount of money. NBC Senior Business Correspondent Christine Romans.
Time is your superpower. The longer you are saving for retirement, the better.
Christine and financial experts alike all say there are a few key steps that can make all the difference. First, start saving. Now,
let me give you an example. You put $10,000 into a retirement account over 30 years with compound interest of 5%. That becomes $40,000. Oh, wow. Imagine doing that every single year over all of your earning years. That's how you really use time to your benefit.
Second, take advantage of your employer's retirement plan. If your company offers a 401k with matching contributions, sign up and contribute enough to get the full match. It's one of the easiest ways to build your nest egg. Third, balance your investments. A healthy mix of riskier investments like stocks or mutual funds, coupled with safer options like bonds or annuities, can help weather the market's uncertainty, especially as you get closer to retirement. Fourth, know what you'll need. The U.S. Department of Labor suggests planning for 70 to 90% of your current income to maintain your lifestyle. Social Security helps, but it likely won't cover it all. And finally, seek professional guidance. A qualified financial advisor can help tailor a strategy to meet all of your goals so your savings last as long as you do. Remember, retirement isn't just a finish line, it's a new chapter, one that finally feels a lot better when you've planned for it. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabokia.